This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
747, 13 till 8. Quickly to Darren Meyer, member of the Louisiana Board of Regents. Talk about UNO, my alma mater, Newell Norman's alma mater, a lot of people that work at WWL's alma mater, Diane Newman, the boss lady. Clancy Dubo said it built the middle class in New Orleans. I don't disagree. Welcome in, Darren Meyer, member of Louisiana Board of Regents. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me what happened with UNO yesterday, and also put it in context with the Board of Regents and your role, the Board of Regents' role in all of what happens to UNO.
Okay, so the Board of Regents manages the four systems of Louisiana, the Louisiana Technical College System. We have the Southern University System, the University of Louisiana System, and an LSU system. So all four management boards report to the Board of Regents. We've received a letter from the leadership of the legislature, said President Cameron Henry and Speaker Philip DeVilliers. And they basically sent a joint letter in February asking us to look into the possible transfer of the UNO from the UL system to the LSU system. And that has to start with the Board of Regents. Even though the legislature has to approve it, that study and the beginning of that process starts with the Board of Regents.
So that's what I wanted to know about the study. You recommended that the study be approved, or did you recommend that UNO be included in the LSU system?
We basically recommended that there could be a transfer, but we also had some recommendations to go along with it. So we had seven recommendations that we think should be part of the process if it's to happen. And we included that in our report. It's important to know that we were pretty much given almost a year to do this study. We understand the financial straits that the University of New Orleans is in at this point, and we didn't want to delay. We already had a lot of data, and we didn't want to delay a report to get to the legislature before the session starts in the middle of April.
So while I was under the impression, and a lot of people were, that it would take a year to determine this, basically it's already been determined. The recommendation, correct me if I'm saying anything wrong, Darren, has been passed on to the legislature, and the recommendation is that UNO be added to the LSU system. Did I say anything wrong there?
The recommendation was that we're suggesting that we move the UNO into the LSU system with certain recommendations to take place that the Board of Regents would like to monitor. The next process will take place through the legislative session. Now, whether or not that bill is done during the session or not, we don't know. I'm assuming, because of the haste of the letter from the leadership of the legislature, that a bill will be filed during this legislative session by one of the representatives from the New Orleans area.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking to Darren Meyer with the Board of Regents about their vote to include UNO recommendation, vote that would made the recommendation to include UNO into the LSU system. What is it that the Board of Regents, the conditions that they'll be looking for as they monitor this process and the bill that will no doubt be presented during the session? And also we'll talk about the whole four different systems in general. 504-260-187. If you have any questions or comments, 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Darren Meyer, member of Louisiana Board of Regents. They voted yesterday. Darren, correct me if I'm wrong, to fast track their recommendation to move UNO into the LSU system, and so it can be addressed this legislative session, if that's the case. And it is accurate?
That's pretty accurate. I mean, like I said, we had up to a year to do a report. We decided, since the universities report to us anyway, we had a lot of data. We meet with administrative teams on a regular basis. The academic and the financial sides report to the Board of Regents on a regular basis. So we had a lot of data.
I'm just watching the clock here, Darren. I'm concerned. What are your concerns, or what is the Board of Regents going to be looking for and monitoring as the legislative process goes on to move UNO into the LSU system? What do you want to see? What are you looking for?
Obviously, we'll wait for the bill to be addressed, introduced, but we're looking for our recommendations. There were 7 recommendations in our report. We want an in-depth forensic financial audit from an outside accounting firm. We want a collaborative engagement between the systems. So we want the UL system as well as the LSU system to and campus leadership to meet on a regular basis regarding this transition. We also want a transition team, a formal transition team, hopefully to include members of UNO alumni and the business community in the New Orleans area. We don't want it to be as much statewide as we want the New Orleans area's focus. And we want an outside source to assess academic programs, and as well as outside source to look at facilities. There's some significant deficits regarding to facilities on the UNO campus, deferred maintenance and so forth. We also know that this transition would include compliance from SACS, which is the accreditation body for the universities in the South. And we want some data-informed benchmark reporting. We want some reporting quarterly regarding the status of this transition from one system to the other. So that's the 7 recommendations that we're requesting in our report.
I would hope, sir, that you can come back and spend an hour with us, because this is extremely important to me, as it is, I think, to the New Orleans area, about the viability of UNO, sustainability of UNO. Maybe I don't know what I don't know, but to me, I don't care if it's under the LSU system, as long as UNO is there and does provide the opportunity that it afforded me, Diane Newman, Newell Norman, Clancy Dubo, so many other people. Clancy said it built the middle class in New Orleans, and I firmly agree with him. I think it did. I want you to come back, and we'll also talk about these 4 systems and why do we have 4 systems. It would seem to me, if you're looking at economies of scale, and I know everybody wants to be their own thing, but it would seem like it would make sense to have 1 university system in the state, and from there you could maybe have economies of scale, have more consistency in the operation of the facilities. Will you come back and spend an hour with us?
Would love to.
Thank you, sir. Jordan will be in touch with you. Darren Meyer, member of the Louisiana Board of Regents. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. More than 1 in 5 Americans provide unpaid care for a loved one. We'll talk about the important work these caregivers do and talk about some resources to help you with burnout. Tommy Tucker, stay with us, WWL.